lost for words, and for me to be lost for words says a lot. You know, it means everything. It means everything to me. It means everything to the club. It means everything to our fans. You've seen what we brought. Our club has been on its knees 3 years ago. We were threw out of the league. A group of local men regrouped, and you know, we're back winning major honours today. We're back in Europe. I have fantastic staff, fantastic local players, young players, experienced players. And if you're on that change room, you see what it means to everybody. This club's back where it belongs.
You must be very proud of your players. The character they showed today for such a young side.
The character they showed is incredible. You know, but I believe in my players. I believe that we were good enough to play 5 under-21s today against a top side. Barry McNamee, outstanding. Patrick McElhenney, Stephen McLaughlin, Shane McElhenney, Ryan McBride, all young players. David McDade, outstanding. And then the heart of the team, Jared Doherty, a man that buried his grandfather this morning. You know, nobody in the press knew anything about it. Came down, got his head down, hasn't slept in 2 days, and wants a cup medal for his granddad today. I'm delighted.
That's character.
Character, but you know what? The boys on that change room, I've been saying all year that when we have our strongest panel available, we have talent, we have character, and we will go places.
And you're back in Europe?
Back in Europe, city of culture, the whole works. Means a lot to our city. We're going there. Back with a trophy tomorrow, and you know what? We're going to celebrate it. Look, I have to say, Liam Buckley, St. Pat's, they epitomise everything that I think is good about football. The way they play, the way they pass the ball from the back, the talented players that they have. I think, you know, it was a fantastic cup final again. Is it coincidence that the two best footballing clubs in the country produced brilliant finals? I don't think it's coincidence. Two fantastic footballing teams, littered with talent. You know, unfortunately for Pats, that we won it. Unfortunately for us, we won it. But that's a game that could have went either way. I've won it as a coach. I've won it as an assistant. Lost it in penalties. The Bulls. But this year, you know, nobody will take this away from me. I'm very, very proud today. The support that we received, you know, and then people to get the setback of conceding again. We conceded in the Setanta Cup with 2 minutes to go. You know, you're thinking, I can see it, and people are going, oh my God, we were dead. Extra time, we were dead. We were on our knees. The boys are devastated. We just had to take them over to the supporters again, get that regrouping feeling, make sure that we had the hunger and heart to go again and get one more goal in. I think you've seen both teams were on their knees at the end. They were just flat out exhausted. Everybody's put everything on there.